You're listening to SBS.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
The round of 32 is set. England finished top of their group, but who will they face in the knockouts? Did Portugal and Colombia secure their spot past the group stage? The Democratic Republic of the Congo makes a historic comeback. Does Austria and Algeria's dramatic match affect Iran? And will the Egyptian king be fit to face Australia? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
Saka's delivery, oh, splendid first-time take from Jude Bellingham. England's jam in their hour of need. Didn't he catch that sweet? When it mattered.
England wrapped up a 2-0 win over Panama to top their group. Jude Bellingham opened the scoring in the second half before the Three Lions captain Harry Kane became his country's all-time top scorer.
Captain delivers again, and England can breathe.
Speaking after the match, Bellingham says England are focused on managing tired bodies after a long club season.
At the minute, it's only Reece, you know. I think a couple of lads had to be looked after today, but it's completely normal after the long seasons that everyone's had. Obviously, Deck didn't play today. He'd just been to a Champions League final, and I think he played something ridiculous, like nearly every game. Well, there you go then. And so it's normal that he's going to be a little bit tired now, and where we can, we have to look after each other. I think, you know, even for me, it's tough going off there at the end, but it's the call that the manager makes to try and protect our legs. And yeah, as for the opponent, it really, for us, it can't matter, really. We have to go through all the best teams, all the teams that deserve to be in the next round. We have to try and go through them as if they're the same thing. So yeah, we respect 100% whoever we play against, but we also have to be aware that to win the World Cup, you're going to have to play against tough people.
Now Croatia are also through to the knockout stage after a 2-1 win over Ghana.
And headed in! Croatia are back in front! He's found the corner this time!
Nikola Vlasic's late header was enough to send the Croatians into the last 32, despite Ghana already having secured qualification. Elsewhere, Colombia and Portugal played out a 0-0 draw, despite Colombia creating the better chances.
And for the first time ever, Colombia finished goalless at the end of a match in the World Cup finals. And Davinson Sanchez is left disappointed that he was found via the technology and the call on the far side initially to be offside by the barest of margins. It has finished on a pulsating night in Miami. Colombia 0, Portugal 0.
But the story of the day belongs to the DR Congo, reaching the elimination phase for the first time after emerging triumphant over Uzbekistan 3-1. It's their first ever World Cup victory, 52 years after their only previous appearance at the tournament. Now trailing at halftime, they came back in the second half with a Yohan Wissa penalty before substitute Fiston Mayale scored the second goal just 10 minutes later.
Yohan Wissa! Oh! That'll do! Yeah, Wissa, the main man again for DR Congo!
Wissa then sealed the famous win in stoppage time with his second goal of the match. Uzbekistan coach Fabio Cannavaro says his side simply ran out of energy.
The first half, we did an amazing performance. We prepared the game on this way. I knew we spent a lot of energy. I knew we ran in too much. And I was afraid for the second half. I tried to push them in half time. But of course, at this level, if we make small mistakes. This World Cup for us is some experience. I'm proud because even if they suffer in the meantime, they show what they can do.
Now to one of the most dramatic finishes of the tournament so far belonged to Algeria with their 3-3 draw against Austria. Captain Riyad Mahrez produced a moment of brilliance in the 94th minute, scoring a double in the match. Breaking in behind Austria's defence, Mahrez controlled the ball with his first touch before calmly drilling his finish into the bottom corner, sparking wild celebrations from the Algerian players and fans. But about a minute after, Austria's Sasha Kalajdzic equalised on added time, and this was one of the most extraordinary games of the tournament so far.
Snap back throw, the header down is in! Austria's alive! Kalajdzic! Celebrating into the corner! They were out! It was over! Austria back in the World Cup! Advancing in the most unbelievable way!
As both teams progressed, Iran were left watching their campaign come to an end as they narrowly missed their advancement past the group stage. Meanwhile, Argentina delivered another statement performance with a comfortable 3-1 win over Jordan.
There he goes, there he is! It was a sighter. And the second one was bang on target. Goal number 6. And 6 of the best.
Lionel Messi came off the bench to score the third goal. The leading goal scorer in FIFA World Cup history added a 19th goal to his tally. Elsewhere, Australia now turns its attention to Egypt in Dallas next Saturday. The biggest question is whether Egyptian legend Mo Salah will be fit after picking up an injury in his side's draw against Iran yesterday. Australia's assistant coach Hayden Fox says, with or without Salah, Egypt presents a huge challenge.
They're a very good side, very good side. They have some real natural technical talent, play kind of fearlessly, which is a typical African-Arab kind of way of playing football. They play a lot of their players play in their local league, but their local league is strong. They know each other, they've been together for a long period of time, so they play as a team, as a unit. And as we've shown, when you play as a team and a unit, you're difficult to beat. So it's going to be an almighty game, exciting challenge, I think, for us. And I think certainly on the back of the performance of Paraguay, Turkey and the second half against US, we should go in with a lot of confidence.
Fox says Australia won't become fixated on one player, even if Salah is declared fit.
It didn't look good for him to come off in such an important game at 1-1 to come off at that moment. So you think there might be something there, but he's a player of enormous talent. And I'm sure he'll be doing everything that he can to play in this game. To try and combat them type of players, you don't put too much emphasis, but you have to respect that and you have to acknowledge that there are some talented players, and then you might, play away where you can force him into a wide area or an area where he's not getting a lot of the ball in between the lines.
The knockout stages will begin with South Africa facing Canada tomorrow at 5 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And to watch that match, as well as to catch up on all the latest highlights, you can head on to SBS On Demand. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.